Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the people who came had only a shopping bag with perhaps one change of clothing. No money, knowing nobody. It was one of the most inhuman things that I have ever seen.
The last thing before we go tonight, the reverse freedom rides. Ron DeSantis' cruel stunt yesterday echoes one pulled exactly 60 years ago. In 1962, a group of conservatives, furious over the civil rights movement and the freedom rides throughout the South the year before, hatched a cruel plan intended to upset liberals up in the North. They handed out flyers like this one on your screen, recruiting Southern black families to get on buses to Northern states with the false promise of good jobs and housing when they arrived. One place in particular was Hyannis in Cape Cod, where the Kennedys vacationed. Take a listen to what the architects of the reverse freedom rides had to say at the time.
The ultimate accomplishment, of course, has already been obtained, and that is to focus attention on the hypocrisy of the Northern liberals and the NAACP, Urban League, and people like that especially.
We intend to continue it until those people in the majority tell those politicians we are through with this foolishness about civil rights and things that you're using for political purposes.
Sound familiar? Well, the joke was on them, much like it is on Governor Ron DeSantis, because the community rallied around these families who arrived in Cape Cod. As historian Clive Webb put it, the white conservatives who were behind that campaign then actually underestimated the decency of many ordinary people. And we are seeing the very same thing today in Martha's Vineyard. Restaurants, students, people all over volunteering to help those in need. It is an important reminder, never ever underestimate the decency of ordinary people.
Sanctuary cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Boston generally protect nonviolent immigrants from deportation, and those cities and their politicians are often targeted by Donald Trump.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms. They're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
So far, Trump hasn't made good on that idea, but his words last April did conjure up echoes from the early 60s. At the height of the civil rights movement and in retaliation for an effort to integrate Greyhound buses, Southern segregationists gave African-American residents one-way bus tickets to to communities in the North. Gabriela Emanuel has the nearly forgotten story of the reverse Freedom Riders.
This is me and my mom.
Betty Williams was 18, the second oldest of 13 kids, when Southern segregationists sent her family north with false promises of jobs, housing, a better life. It was 1962, and her mother was dressed to meet President Kennedy.
She was actually told that the Kennedy was going to meet her wherever she was dropped off. And in Hyannis, she was thinking that they was going to be there.
3 days after leaving Little Rock, Arkansas, their Greyhound bus arrived in Hyannis, not far from the Kennedy family's summer compound. President Kennedy was not there to meet the bus, but Margaret Moseley was.
Most of the people who came had only a shopping bag with perhaps one change of clothing, no money, knowing nobody. It was one of the most inhuman things that I have ever seen.
A longtime civil rights activist, Moseley knew that the people on board, the so-called reverse freedom rides, were pawns in a segregationist game.
The Northern liberals and the NAACP, Urban League, and people like that especially, they have been crying the sing-song in behalf of the Negroes throughout the nation. And, of course, now when it comes time for them to put up or shut up, they have shut up.
About 200 African Americans were given one-way bus tickets north. Nearly half of them ended up in Hyannis. They were housed for a time at Otis Air Force Base.
As I drove one family up one evening, the young son in the family asked me, "Where are the cotton fields?" I said, "We have no cotton fields here." He said, "Well, what am I going to do to find employment? I can chop cotton. I don't know how to do anything else."
We didn't really have anything. We just had our clothes, and we didn't have furniture and stuff like that we can bring here.
Like many of those sent to Hyannis, the Williams family ultimately moved to Boston in search of work. Things they'd never experienced before started to define their lives. Drugs, jail, neighbors who didn't know or care about them. And then there were things they were familiar with, racism. In Boston, some of the Williams children experienced the worst of school busing.
But the people from Arkansas that sent us from the south to the north, I have no anger in my heart against them. I don't want no hatred to live in my heart nowhere. I don't have no room for that. So I just keep moving forward.
Shaped by history, her family's, and the country's. Gabriela Emanuel, WGBH News.
Reporter Gabriela Emanuel and senior digital producer Emily Judum have a lot more on this story on our website, including how Southern states paid a price for the reverse freedom rides.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. And Paula and myself are here tonight. So how are you guys tonight? I am going to be bringing Paula in just about 2 minutes. But check this out. So as everybody knows that Donald Trump, the liar, the manipulator, this guy that has destroyed our country, Donald Trump is going one step further. So he now claims that Oh, my God. I can't even believe I have to, that I'm going to say this. Donald Trump believes in his mind that he can actually telepathically send or declassify documents. This guy is a fucking buffoon. And he truly believes that he can declassify documents by telepathically manipulating his brain or something. I have no clue what the fuck he was thinking of, but that's what he thinks. And that's what he's trying to do. Okay. So I'm thinking, it's just something that really bothers me with Donald Trump. I mean, we're seeing a lot of stuff that's been going on with the Trump people. For instance, we know that they've been passing out these flyers, you know, claiming Donald Trump to be the Christ, the Son of Man. We know that this is what's going on in his rallies like Youngstown, Ohio. We know that the Republicans are attacking abortions. We know that. We know that they're attacking immigrants by sending them, you know, to these different places. And the reason why I played that audio you just heard was that so they believe that these that immigrants need to be used as pawns, as political, you know, political ploys. And so what they do, they sent these immigrants without any knowledge of where they were going or what they were doing. They sent them to Martha's Vineyard with the whole intentions that nobody would be there to help them. That's what they were hoping for. And this is the exact same thing as what happened with the reverse. So this is what you do. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but there was a scenario back in the 50s. I think it was the 50s that was reversed freedom riders. So a freedom rider, the riders would get on a bus, a Croswell bus, and they would go and, you know, protest or whatever, trying to protest for freedom, you know, for black people. So what happened is that the reversed freedom riders is where these governors in Texas and Arkansas, check this out, Arkansas, they put these people on buses promising them that they would do a lot for them and there was a lot better, you know, this and that. And they sent them, okay, they sent them further north. And they dropped them off in the north saying, well, we did this to show them that, you know, this is a slap in the face. If you want to have these black people, then I'll just ship them out your way and you deal with them. And that's what they did. They were doing it for a political ploy back then as well. So it's the same as yesterday. As it is today. It's the same yesterday as it is today. So that's what the Republicans are doing right now. That's obviously what they're doing right now. They are doing the exact same thing. And that's what's happening here. So we are going to cover that. We're going to cover abortions again. Well, that's going to be an open topic here on the show. We also have a lot more to get into, and I have here in a few minutes after we get done with Paula, after we get her in here, we're going to play an audio. It's Ted Cruz, actually. If anybody hasn't seen this video, you got to go check it out. But I have the audio clip of it, and what it is, it's Ted Cruz being confronted by audience about gun reform, and he goes fucking berserk. He doesn't know how to handle himself. I think it's funny as shit, but we'll let you guys hear it here in just a few minutes. All right, without further ado, let's get our infamous, our co-host in here, or I should say our host, to help us because she is here to take your calls and wants to hear what you have to say. So make sure you call in. And if you have a question or comment, or you want to confront Paula, please do. You know, that's what we're here for, to see if you have the what it takes to talk to Paula. Are you man enough? Because usually it's men that call in. Men, are you man enough? Do you have the big balls to do it? Well, probably not, because you're carrying your AR-15s, proving that your dick is bigger, is actually so small that a fucking cockroach has a bigger dick than you. Absolutely. In a world where one idiotic dictator has screwed up America, his followers continue to destroy by showing hatred, division, and racism. They have even went as far as committing a domestic terrorist attack on our U.S. Capitol. But one woman stands above all of them and takes them on one by one. This woman from Arkansas is the one, the only, Miss Paula Alexander.
You fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Miss Paula Alexander? What's up, girlfriend?
Hey. I've been trying to check out some of the news of the day. There's not a whole lot of news going on today on a Sunday. Mm. But,
did you know that Sundays, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not. I have a friend of mine who is a real well-known journalist. I'm not allowed to say who he is because I'm not allowed. But anyway, he works for a big news source. And here's the thing. He says that on Sundays, by the way, Paula, it is the biggest day for news. If they want something to slip away, if something big is going to come out, they love to put it out on a Sunday. And the reason why that is because most people are not following it on Sunday as they would throughout the week.
Really?
Did you
so
know
that? Is that
yeah.
Why no, I did not know that. Is that why the Republicans view their lives mostly on Sundays?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that
yep.
makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
What's that morning show that they have? It's like something of the Nation or whatever the hell it's called. Anyway, he was talking about that program is where a lot of something, if it's going to come out, it'll come out on that time frame right there.
Oh, is it a network or is it a show?
It's a network.
Okay, News Nation.
Yeah, that's it.
News Nation.
Yeah, that's it.
I followed a really good journalist on Twitter that works for them. And he was the one, he sat outside Tito when Gabby Petito was missing. He's the one who sat outside Brian Laundrie's house for days and days and days and followed the police around as much as they could. Should I say his name?
Sure.
His name is Brian Enten, and he's really good at what he does. So, yeah.
Steve Brian Enten, okay.
No, Brian Enten.
Well, Brian Enten.
Yeah, spelled. His last name is Brian with an I, And it is Enten, E-N-T-E-I-N. And he's really good at what he does. He sits in on the show sometimes as the host. But he's also in the field, out doing the actual on-the-ground work. And he's just awesome.
Uh-oh.
And I paid him compliments, and he's so kind that he'll recognize you if you pay him a compliment. So he has thanked me. So he's a nice guy, and he's really good at what he does, and he's also handsome.
Yeah, I was gonna say you probably say he's handsome now.
Yeah. Yep. He is. He's very handsome. But anyway, so what news do we have? Okay.
I want you to hit it, girl. You got it. You got it. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I sent you the little video of it, but Liz Cheney did a press thing the other day. But before a conference or something, when she was asked would she still be a Republican if Donald Trump ran for president?
Okay.
And she said no. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where she would go with that. I have a tendency to think independent.
Right.
I would think that she would become an independent because some of her personal views are very conservative and very are still very Republican. Like, she's one of those ones that said that Democrats believe in abortion up until birth, which is stupid. You know, up until birth, unquote, doesn't exist. The only time there would be a late-term abortion is if the mother's life is in danger or there are abnormalities with the baby, with the fetus. Otherwise, it's called murder. And I'm sorry, doctors don't murder babies. They welcome them into the world. So the only way a late-term abortion would happen, so that is a stupid, ignorant talking point among Republicans. Well, the Democrats believe in up until birth abortions. How ignorant do you have? What kind of lack of common sense do you have to think that at birth there would be an abortion? I mean, it's just ignorant.
Exactly. It shows, the mentality of them.
Yeah, well, it's a fair term. It's a Republican way of pandering to their base and getting them to. It's like a fear. It's like fear factor. You know.
Yeah.
Oh my God! The Democrats believe in abortion up until birth. Use some common sense, people. It doesn't happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, anyway, I'm not sure how she would run except as an independent. And maybe, just maybe, she is looking around the country at the horrible things that are happening to women throughout the country, and she's had a change of heart. Maybe when she said that several years ago, she was trying to get votes for herself, because this happened two or three years ago when she said that, when she was running,
right.
Not this last time, but the time before. So she might have been pandering to the Republican base at the time. But you have to think of it as a woman. Maybe she is actually changing her mind. Maybe she's still a conservative in certain ways. Maybe in her personal views, she still doesn't believe in abortion. But seeing how women are going to die because of the Republican Party, I mean, maybe she's had a change of heart. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But I could see her running as an independent.
Yeah, I could too, honestly.
I mean, she would draw in conservative Democrats and diehard Republicans, regular diehard Republicans at the same time if she were to run under the independent banner. So, yeah. Think about what she knows going through this J6 committee investigation.
Right.
Think about what she knows about what Trump did to the country and all the corrupt, evil things he's done to overthrow our democracy. I mean, she has to know 100% more than what they're letting on, you know?
Right, exactly.
So we have another J6 hearing on Wednesday.
Get the popcorn.
Wednesday.
Come on.
Yeah. Now, they're saying that there won't be another J6 hearing live until after the midterms, maybe after the midterms, because Congress is actually going on vacation. So they'll all be on vacation and not working on it for a while. I would think that some of them would be working somewhat anyway behind the scenes. But, yeah, we have another hearing on Wednesday, and maybe it'll be just enough more important information to kind of bullseyes and go, of course, the maggots, they won't care. They're under mind control. They're in a cult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seriously
in
a cult.
When you're in a cult, you can't think outside the realm of your own beliefs.
No, because they want you to believe what they are pushing, you know, whatever bullshit they're pushing. And
right.
So that's what the Republican Party, that's what Donald Trump is doing. You know, I think it's,
right.
So Paula, what do you think about Donald Trump? Being able to now metaphysically, declassify documents? I think it's amazing.
With his mind? Oh, my God. It's
with
so
his mind,
ludicrous.
Yeah.
People are still making fun of him. It's all over the internet. The man, yeah. I saw a tweet today from a guy that posted a picture of the CIA building from like a drone, like a high up picture of the CIA building.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, now I know all the secrets.
Oh, geez.
Just by looking at a picture of the CIA. Get it? Do you get it?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Just by looking at the building, he now knows all the secrets.
Think of Donald Trump. Just imagine that for a minute. Just put that in your memory or your mind. Look at Donald Trump sitting there going, I'm just going to sit here and metaphysically, here it is. Oh, it's declassified. I'm getting a headache, Paula.
Yeah. I
want a Big Mac and Whopper. Oh, here it comes. Eric Trump, you're a Whopper now.
First of all, he said in the same sentence, you can declassify documents just by saying it or thinking about it. No, you can't. They weren't his to declassify.
And he even brought up a point about something to the effect of Hillary's emails at his house. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Were they looking for Hillary's – they might have been looking for Hillary's emails. I mean, why would they be at
Mar-a-Lago?
Exactly. Why would they be at Mar-a-Lago? I mean, he's talking out of his ass.
Yeah, he is.
And, he needs to be put in an institution. And then, like I said, I watched his live rally on Fox the other night on Facebook, and every word that came out of his mouth was a lie. It was more about the election was stolen and the corrupt J6 and the corrupt FBI and the corrupt DOJ. It's like, yeah, it's all corrupt. Right. A man that has spent his life being corrupt is calling somebody else corrupt. And what's that saying? It's like, blame the other side for what you're doing or something like that.
I thought you were about ready to say call the kettle black, but.
It's the same thing. Basically the same
thing. Oh, my
thing.
God. And I cannot believe that his people, I mean, you got to think the Republicans are really doing a lot of stupid shit. And the one thing that keeps going back to the immigration shit, and they keep talking about that these immigrants that were in Florida were illegal. Where the hell did they come up with this shit? Like, well, how did they think that they were illegal immigrants? And then they said this, us dumping them there, that they were actually giving them, they did not lie about what they were doing, but they did lie.
Right. Let me go over what I was talking about the other night. You know, that's the talking point from the and all their trolls, whether they be maggot trolls or foreign trolls. Let me go over that again. They did not enter the country illegally. Okay.
No.
Illegal is when you sneak across, like you wade across the Rio Grande River. And you sneak into Texas backyards, Texas citizen backyard, like in Brownsville. Brownsville, Texas, is when you sneak in and you do not go to the Border Patrol. It's when you sneak in, you have somebody meet you, you walk through or however they do it. When it's legal, they literally come to the border, they turn themselves into Border Patrol. They actually walk up to the Border Patrol. I've seen many pictures of immigrants doing this at the border. They literally walk up to the Border Patrol, and they said, I am seeking asylum. And then the Border Patrol, who speaks Spanish, by the way, have them fill out paperwork saying they are seeking asylum. After that is done, they have to give an address where they'll be staying on that paperwork. And then they have to go through a trial to see whether they're being honest or not about seeking asylum or a criminal or, a known drug offender, But they get a legal entry into the United States by saying they seek asylum, filling out the paperwork, giving a home address, and then receiving a court date to go before an immigration judge and for the judge to tell them whether they can stay or not. So that's what these people were doing, these Venezuelans. They were seeking asylum. They filled out the paperwork. And then this gal named Perla had them fill out addresses. What's crazy about this situation is she put addresses on the paperwork for them.
Oh.
And they were all over the United States. Like homeless shelters. All the way across the United States, she put addresses. So that, and they told her, I do not have a home address here.
And did she make them up or something?
Apparently she had a list of homeless shelters across the country. And
she was using that as their addresses?
Right. So that's illegal. No wonder they're looking for this woman. That was illegal because they did not have a home address. Yet she put one down for them. That was like homeless shelters all across the country. That's illegal. She lied on their paperwork. And they, not knowing the difference, being told that they were going to go on an airplane and go to Boston, Massachusetts, where there would be jobs, money, homes, food waiting for them.
Oh, my God.
Lured them on that plane, who then took them to Florida instead of Boston. And from Florida, they actually flew them to Martha's Vineyard instead of Boston, which is an elite city. It's an elite island where the rich live. Obama has a home there. Kamala Harris has a home there. Taylor Swift has a home there. These are where the rich people live, on Martha's Vineyard. But this woman lied about their information on the document, on the paperwork. And so, yes, they were legal because they signed paperwork saying they were seeking asylum in the United States from a dictator, a tyrannical government, and poverty. Now, so, you know, the troll and the maggot bullshit and the Republican bullshit is so powerful on social media. I've seen it over and over and over again. Close our borders. Close our borders. You fucking idiots. Our border has been, people have been crossing the border for decades and decades. And yet now, all of a sudden, it's all illegal to try to get citizenship in a country where you might be able to have a better way of life. How inhuman do you have to be?
Exactly.
How inhumane do you have to be to resent people seeking a better way of life through the legal process of entering the United States of America?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just inhumane.
I can't believe that they did what they did. I was listening to NPR today. They had this thing on there, and they were talking about the reverse freedom riders, and they were talking about that, and it was really an amazing, because you listen to, you know, what happened. And so they were talking about, you know, down in Arkansas and so forth, where they would. So these this governor down in Arkansas actually took this family, and they were this family, this woman, she's 70 something years old now. She was describing what happened. And so she was, I guess she was the, I don't know if she was the young girl or whatever, but anyway, the whole story is that this governor promised them that they were going to have all this, you know, this money, and they would have a place to live and so forth. And then he went as far as taking them and getting the children ice cream. And then he did a political thing, you know, this political stunt where he got in front of the cameras and said, "This is a beautiful, wonderful family." And then after he did all that press shit, he turned around, and after they got done with them, they shipped them off to the north and dumped them in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
they were homeless.
And was that Governor Faubus, F-A-U-B-U-S, do you know?
I think so. I think that's who they were talking about.
Yeah. I remember him from when I was a child, and I used to come here to Arkansas as a child to visit my grandparents. And I remember, you know, I didn't think of terms like I do now, but I remember in my childish views at the time, in different ways other than what I'm going to put it in grown-up words, I remember thinking what a racist son of a bitch he was. He was,
yes.
Governor Faubus was a basically a white nationalist racist. And many adults now, my age and older, that are still alive, still believe the way that they grew up knowing who he was. That is in stone in their families, by their parents who were Faubus supporters, and racism is still prevalent here in Arkansas, like crazy. So, yeah, I remember that story. I actually read that story on another article where it was the daughter that told this story. Her mother dressed up. There's a picture of them. Her mother was dressed to the nines in a beautiful sleeveless dress and a hat because they were told when they landed they were going to get to meet President Kennedy.
Yes. Yep. Yep. That was the other thing, which never happened.
Which was a lie. Just like Perla and DeSantis lied to the Venezuelans. Yeah, to the Venezuelan immigrants. So, you know, she was so, I remember her saying, her mother was so pleased and so tickled and so thrilled that she was going to get to meet John Kennedy, the President of the United States.
Yes. You know, and that's why I think they were bringing this up, because they were trying to show how the Republicans today are doing the exact same shit they did back then. You know, everybody's going to say, well, that was for blacks. This is different. It's the same concept of what they did. It's exactly the same concept. Dump these people for a political game. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Right. Right. But the thing is it's backfiring on them.
Yes. And you know why? And this is the reason why, and everybody needs to realize this. that because of our, because today, now 1950s, they could get away with that shit because they didn't have as much social media as they have today. And today's social media will not put up with bullshit. So it is exposed quickly out here. And that's what happened to Republicans.
Right. Right. So, you know, it's just DeSantis wants to run for president when he has condemned Disney World. He has condemned Mickey Mouse. He has banned books. He has banned abortion. He has, you know, they call him Death Sanus. He also, the other thing, during, when the COVID was really on the rise and people were dying like crazy before the vaccines came out, there was a woman that was keeping count of I think it was somebody in the Florida government. I can't remember. I can't remember her name. But she was keeping tabs on each city and the deaths that were happening from COVID. And basically, DeSantis said, it's, you know, basically he said, COVID isn't real. You don't need a vaccine. Not as many people are dying. They fired her. And not only that, but his people raided her home and took her computers and all her data. And so nobody really knows how many people died from COVID in Florida because DeSantis, and that's why they call him Death Sanus, death is a D-E-A-T-H, is because he was a COVID denier. He was a COVID denier. He was a vaccine denier. So this man, he's like, he promotes his Christianity. I mean, he's one of these Christo fascists. He's like Hitler. Did you know Hitler promoted religion and said they need to get rid of the Yes. And said that they need to get rid of the Jews because it was the Christian thing to do.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something Hitler needs to be doing. Yeah, oh my God. That's all. You can't tell me that doesn't sound like Donald Trump. That right there is Donald Trump.
Well, it's all the maggot Republicans right now. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I just saw it on somebody else's post too, that they're saying that we need to be a Christian country. We need religion. Warren Boebert is one of them that said religion, Christianity needs to run the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't need to run religion. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what? According to the Constitution, written by our forefathers, who were deist, look it up, it's a spiritual belief. It's not religious belief, it's a spiritual belief. I guess you and I could almost be called deist. Agnostics, which are everything but atheists. I think there were a couple of atheists, and all the men, I can't remember, it was like 35 men or 30-something men that signed the Constitution, I think. Don't quote me on that. I think it was around there. But a lot of those men were deists, agnostics, atheists, and there were some Christians. But they all agreed and signed the Constitution that said we should have freedom of religion to believe the way we want to. Because their background. They came, their people in England, they were escaping a king that forced his religious beliefs on the people and forced them to worship the way he did. And people rebelled. People rebelled, and that's part of the reason, that's most of the reason that was written into the Constitution. Our forefathers did not want religion to be a country was governed. Yet here's all these Christo-fascist religious morons like Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Trump, bunches of tons of them out there saying that we need to be a Christian nation. So my question is, if we become a Christian nation, how do you deal with the Muslims, the Jews, the Sikhs, the atheists? How do you deal with all these other belief systems, all these people in the country that have these other belief systems? Do you force them, like Hitler forced people, as the King of England forced people, to believe the way they do? It's a fanatical extremist viewpoint to force people, to force Americans to believe in something that the Constitution says shouldn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. And it's this new cult that they've put together.
Which one?
Yeah, both of them. By the way, I just was going to say that Ted Cruz, good old Lion Ted, did, I don't know if anybody's seen that today, where Ted Cruz apparently was out at a, he was at a, some kind of like, they were holding a festival in Texas at the, it's the Tribune Festival is what it was. And so here's what happened. It says apparently, it said here that Senator Ted Cruz being confronted by an audience member about gun reform in the wake of school shootings at the Texas Tribune Festival. So apparently Mr. Ted Cruz was, argued with, I guess this woman asked the question, or this person asked the question, and confronted Ted Cruz that he was lying, basically. And so I'm going to try to find this audio. When I do find it, I want to play it because I want to hear this person go off on Ted Cruz because I'll think it's funny. But I am looking forward, just to let you guys know. Anything with Ted Cruz getting in trouble, I love it. I love it, you know.
Ted Cruz doesn't know how to tell the truth. First of all, during the 2016 debate with Trump, Trump, first of all, said that Ted Cruz's wife was ugly.
Yeah.
And Cruz didn't defend him. And then Trump said, put out there that Ted Cruz's father is one of the people who killed John Kennedy.
Jeez.
Or was it Ted Kennedy? Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know now, they say that Clinton's killed John F. Kennedy Jr., so They keep saying they killed him. But I'd like to know how they killed it, because he was on a fucking plane that he was flying.
Now, this is the crazy part. Ted Cruz comes from an immigrant family. Are you there?
Huh. Yeah.
Ted Cruz's father, if not his mother, I know his father was Cuban. And they moved to Canada. They first moved to the United States, and then they immigrated to Canada, and then immigrated back to the United States. So, basically, Ted Cruz is a immigrant three times over.
Yeah, see?
So, you know, he's full of shit. And then he went and kissed Trump's ass because trying to gain his supporters. The same supporters. So that Trump would support him after Trump won the nomination and Ted was running for senator again. There's nothing that comes out of Ted Cruz's mouth that is the truth. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that Donald Trump called him was lying Ted Cruz, so he had that one right.
Right.
Lying Ted. He's lying Ted Cruz.
So,
now
you know, how could you be an immigrant and not defend other immigrants and not tell the truth about how people enter the country legally and illegally? How can you be an immigrant and be so racist against your own kind? It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is. I don't understand how. You know what's funny is how, what really surprises me is how many people who are African-American who support the Republicans. I don't understand how or why they support the Republican Party when they are always, you know, getting into racial shit and going against the blacks and the African-American community. But they support them. And they're one of the poorest part of the country, and they support Donald Trump and the Republicans. I don't know if it's because they believe the shit they're saying, but these people don't help them. It's always been proven that Democrats are more concerned about, you know, low income, African American community, lower income for whites, and so forth, not the Republicans.
Right. I'm with you, brother. I don't get it either. I mean, okay. What is that? Beep, beep.
Oh, no. That was weird. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, this is what a lot of trolls will throw in your faces, you know. Well, the Democrats are the ones, Republican President Abraham Lincoln released the slaves, right? And they'll throw that in your face. Okay? This is the thing. And I've studied this. Just being the history buff I am. Hang on. The platform, the basis of what the Republican Party stands on, and the platform Democratic Party stands on, actually switched and it was 1932 or 1935. They switched their viewpoint. So, you know, I think maybe a lot of African Americans look back in history because they're being told by Republicans, well, the Republicans are the ones who released your people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When in fact, they switched platforms in 1935. They're the basis of what they stand on, what they stand for. When we had a Democratic, when we got a Democratic president who started working for Americans, for the people, of and by the people, instead of, you know, the old-fashioned 1800s version of Democrats, an early 1900s version of Democrats. That was Roosevelt. No, the Roosevelt, Truman. Truman.
Yeah.
Truman.
Truman. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm sick of that bullshit. I'm tired of hearing, well, you know. So I think a lot of African Americans have just fallen into the trap, into the cult trap.
Yes. Definitely. You know, a lot of them have been brainwashed by it. And, you know, it's like they've been, you know, the Republicans, the Trumplicans, I call them the Trumplicans. They're not Republicans anymore. But they dangle that shiny little object and people start following it. And so these people are following the Pied Piper. Just how they always say that the mice follow the Pied Piper. Well, the Trumplicans are the mice. Trump is the Pied Piper with the Republicans, and they're leading them to a big fucking mousetrap.
Right.
That's where they're going.
Well, you know, something just came to mind in comparison. Jim Jones, the cult leader, okay, that poisonous people Kool-Aid. In Africa. Okay? Jim Jones started out as a church, as a Christian church. And they tried to build, he started turning into a cult leader while he was still here in the country. And apparently, I may not have the whole story right, but I believe that he wanted to build a certain compound on a certain property and was rejected. And so he said, let's take it to Africa. So he actually got his parishioners to load on planes and go to Africa and start a compound where he became the real cult leader. And, you know, a lot, I would say the majority of the parishioners or cult members in
mm-hmm.
his compound were African, were black people. And so, you know, that's a comparison. So he actually he reeled people in, lured people in to what they thought was a Christian church organization, whatever. And it was really a cult. And then he gathered everybody together, and they had made pitchers and jars, big jars of Kool-Aid, and he was commanding them to drink it. And if you didn't drink the Kool-Aid, he had some of his henchmen standing around the crowd with guns. If you didn't drink the Kool-Aid, you got shot.
And that's why you get that saying today, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
By the way, There is a, I wanted to, so I know that we're talking about all this, and if anybody has a, any question or comments, please feel free to call in. I know that we have a lot, like I said, I know, and I will, we're going to do some emails today, I promise you, because I know I get a lot of people that email me and asking if they would, you know, what my, what the, you know, the answer is. Some of, and by the way, we had a lot of good emails, so I really like these emails. So we're going to get to the emails. Let's do this. I'm going to play this audio. We'll take a real quick break. When we come back, we will discuss this and more. So, you know, we got some other stuff we need to get to as well, because there's a lot happening with the Republicans.
This Sunday, so the phrase of the week is?
Button, hit the button, hit the button. Quit doing that. What we're going to do is that I'm going to play this audio. And this is an audio with Trump's ex-lawyer, Cohen, Michael Cohen. Ooh, we went to the border. Every time we talk about the border, there it is. You're not, they're coming down from the border. I just... Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm gonna play this audio. It's so funny that, you know, when I was thinking about that. But anyway, we got to get to this. I want to play this. We're going to take a break. So if you have to go to the bathroom, do whatever the hell you got to do, do it now, because we've got a lot more to cover. So we'll be right back.
Sunday, the phrase of the week is prove it.
The problem that you have is they go into rooms, they won't let
anybody near them. They wouldn't even let them in the same building. Did they drop anything into those piles, or did they do it later? Wait. There's no chain of custody here with them.
Special Master Judge Raymond Deary is asking Donald Trump's lawyers to back up their claims that FBI agents planted some of the documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. Deary also wants proof that Trump declassified the 100 or so classified documents he took by the box load to his Florida golf course. And, well...
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it. And there doesn't have to be a process. There can be a process, but there doesn't have to be. You're the president. You make that decision. So when you send it, it's declassified.
What in the word salad with extra dressing is that? No doubt, Judge Deary will require something a bit more substantial than telepathy. He's given Trump until Friday to put up or shut up. Meanwhile, New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a sweeping lawsuit accusing Trump, the Trump Organization, and three of his adult children of years of widespread fraud related to the family's business dealings, a move that could potentially cost Trump $250 million and his real estate empire. Joining me now, Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen. He is also the host of the Mea Culpa podcast and author of the forthcoming book, Revenge, How Donald Trump Weaponized DOJ Against His Critics. Michael, welcome back to the Sunday show.
Jonathan, that was some opening that you have there, my friend. I mean, yeah, could you imagine? First, he goes after the FBI. Then he turns around and he wants to use the Jedi mind trick. Declassify, we do, right? I mean, this guy is out of his mind. He's really, truly lost it.
Michael, that was an incredible impression. But let's talk about the impact of a conviction and how detrimental that could be to Trump's family business. As I mentioned, not only is the New York AG looking to recover $250 million, she's also seeking to bar the Trump Organization from getting loans from any New York registered financial institution for 5 years. The question, though, Michael, to you is, do you see the Trump family trying once again to settle this case, or will this case go to trial?
Okay, first of all, they had an opportunity to settle. We don't know what the facts behind that are. However, the $250 million pursuant to the 200-page indictment by our unshakable unshakable attorney general. That's the base that she's looking for. That is not the ceiling. So we're talking about anywhere, in my estimation, based upon the documents that I know the attorney general has, I suspect that they're probably looking at somewhere between $750 million to $1 billion in penalties and fines. So I think the Trump organization is in trouble? Absolutely.
Well, another thing that could be in trouble is this, and that A.J. James went after was the brand. He's built his entire brand around being a businessman with enormous wealth. But Attorney General James dismantled that imagery one stunning example at a time, like Trump's claim that his gaudy Trump Tower apartment was worth three times its actual value. Michael, you were once his lawyer. Based on what we know of the Attorney General's lawsuit, how much of the iceberg has James uncovered?
No, I think she uncovered everything. She names, 200 different violations, 200 different averments there in her indictment. This is not a joke. We've all seen this sort of scenario over and over again, which is, oh, that's it. Donald's cooked. This is it. It's all over. Rest assured, you know, Tish James has done something now that nobody else has done. Whether it's going to be Fannie Willis in Georgia or the PIC in Washington or you name it, this is taxes. Numbers don't lie. People do. And Donald Trump lies. So the problem is you can't even get him, you know, onto the stand in order to testify, because if you do, you know, he's not going to tell the truth and you're going to catch him in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michael, Attorney General James said flat out, quote, the investigation started after Michael D. Cohen testified to Congress that Mr. Trump and his employees had manipulated his net worth to suit his interests. That testimony that you gave before Congress was in 2019. In addition to suing him, the AG also made criminal referrals to the IRS and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Do you think Trump is finally on the road to being held legally accountable?
The answer is yes. The only thing that, and I'm certain that AG James and also the IRS, they need to act. And I know Tish James will do that. One of Donald Trump's favorite plays is delay, delay, delay. And he's going to look to delay everything. No different than you may also recall in her 200-page indictment. One of the things that she talks about is the documents that they ultimately recovered in the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, documents that he was required pursuant to subpoena to turn over. Now that subpoena was after the lawsuit, Trump lost, then it became an appeal, Trump lost that, went to the Supreme Court, he lost that, subpoena, refuses to turn it over, claims that they don't exist, and then ultimately they find them in the raid. Everything right now is going bad for Donald.
The spirit of what's old and what's new. The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of the red, white, and blue. The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of what's old and what's new. The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of the red, white, and blue.
my side to the story, I'ma tell everybody. Had your ass sitting courtside with your arm around me. Had your ass sitting first class with your burnt ass out in Abu Dhabi. Could've been what we should've been, but you lost a bet, now you got it from me. Find a seat, I ain't playing that hide and seek. High school where you finally peak, hound dog come find a treat. I'm a bad bitch, but dog. You want it, I get it. You needed someone that could prove you wrong, so I reckon you leave all of your problems at the door to my city. You gon' need to tell my brothers where you from, and I admit it. I still got empathy, and you gon' feel it for 2 weeks. And I believe you in them streets, and keep my Nina in discreet. Keep the cleaning, my demon, put that Yeezy in your teeth. Let my demons off they leashes if you even think to speak. I'ma give a whole new meaning when you said you live in a dream. We could keep that sleeping, you gon' leave it all your G's.
We should know Karen about Da Nabu.
And speed is on our way.
We are gonna speed use away.
We could use a transport.
We are give use a unabongo. The speediest way to Da Nabu is going through the planet core.
Thank you for your help. We leave in peace.
Republic credits are no good out here. I need something more real.
I don't have anything else, but credits will do fine.
No, they won't.
Credits will do fine.
No, they won't. What, you think you're some kind of Jedi waving your hand around like that? I'm a Toydarian. My tricks don't work on me. Only money. No money, no parts, no deal. And no.
Ah, yes, Donald Trump, the new Jedi. He can now declassify documents with just a little quick twitch of his brain and mind. Donald Trump can change a document from classified to declassified in seconds. This man is more powerful than anyone else out there. They call him the Son of Man, the Christ. They is the one and only Donald Trump, the new Jedi. Coming to a theater near you. We'll see. And using the time to because it's declassified. And thinking declassified. It's all in good. Declassified. It's all about declassification. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting a headache. Hang on, Melania. Will you rub my temple? Oh, yeah. There we go. It's all over my butt. Oh, yeah. Oh. You got it. You know where my brain is. It's in my asshole. Ew. Give me some Adderall. I gotta skip some Adderall right now. Look up my brain. It's working. Declassified. Drunk. Will be glassing the documents. Coming to you soon. Stand by for more of the Donald Trump declassification and the new Jedi mind power.
Oh my God.
I couldn't hear all of it, but
it's in a fucked up.
Funny. But the main part I heard was that he's such an idiot that he actually had the words come out of his mouth that classified top secret documents with his mind. I mean, what kind of idiot?
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just jumped across the border. Oh, there's another one.
I mean, how...
Hurry up.
How stupidly foolish do you have to be to actually say those words out loud during an interview? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I mean... And here,
fuck off, bitch!
Oh. The thing is, his supporters are so low IQ that they'll believe him.
Oh, God, yes, they will. If he told them to jump off a fucking bridge and kill themselves, they would do it. These fuckers
right.
would do it. They're not bringing them. Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, well, you know, there are people that are killing in his name, so.
Well, it is, it's really scary. I mean, you got to think what happened with January 6th. I mean, that showed, that proved to America how much this guy controls his people to do something. And that's what he did. He controlled them, and they went and they committed that domestic terrorist attack against our nation, and people died. Including one of his followers.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, you know, I look at Trump. I believe in curses, obviously. You know, I do.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that basically a cult leader like him puts a curse on people in order to make them believe him.
Yes.
And I also think that if you were gone, if the man fucking died,
mm-hmm.
that it would somewhat break the curse. Because
Do you think that that would just stop everything right away? That
no,
if he died,
no.
it'd be over with. Or do you think it would?
No.
Or do you think that somebody else would run, like maybe his son,
like
his daughter? Yeah.
Well, DeSantis.
Oh, I
DeSantis
think so too.
Wants
DeSantis.
To... Yeah, DeSantis. Yeah. No, I don't think it would stop immediately. That there would. People that would try to carry on his name, his word, his beliefs, his stupid lies. But I believe that it would die off.
It's almost like that saying, Paula, where you remember, I don't know if you remember, I don't remember where the saying comes from, if it's in the Bible or wherever, but it says, if you cut the head off of the serpent, then seven grow back.
Ooh, it, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. Cut the head off the serpent and seven grow back. More wicked than the first one. That's what it says. Cut the head off the serpent. And seven grow back more wicked than the first. That's what it is.
Right. Well, I hadn't thought about that. But my personal feelings is that if he was gone, that they wouldn't have him to fight for.
No.
So that's my intuitive feeling, besides
mm-hmm.
that saying in the Bible or wherever it came from. That's my personal opinion, that
yeah.
if he was, it's kind of like, okay, a cult leader like Charles Manson, okay? He had
mm-hmm.
his girls that went to court for him. And, you know, we're in the court. They all got arrested, too, most of them.
Oh, yeah.
And it took a long time. But I've seen a crime show about Charles Manson where they interviewed these women after, now that they're older, that they're senior citizens, out of jail, and they look back on it, and they see the error of their ways, and they see how he influenced them, and how wrong it was. And so I'm kind of comparing it to the Charles Manson situation, where he had people that were literally chanting. What are you mumbling?
What's that?
You were mumbling.
No, I didn't say that.
That's crazy. I heard mumbling.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. They're cutting in on our podcast.
they're starting to get in here, Paula. They're like a cockroach. Get one and then they multiply. And then you got all these little cockroach Republicans running around. DeSantis, Ted Cruz, Loam,
Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Hobart.
Jim Jordan here is Jim. And
by
I like
the way,
to get
that supposedly that documentary is about to come out about him that George Clooney has produced. So I don't know when. I need to look that up.
Yeah, that man. And George Clooney is actually from Kentucky/Ohio, so I can see why he would actually do it, because it represents our state. Is the documentary about what he did with that whole thing with the wrestling and the sex thing?
Yes. It's down and dirty and detailed.
I will make sure that motherfucker's played over and over, even if we have to find it and put it on the show.
Right. I'm not sure. let me see if I can look it up when it's supposed to come out.
Yeah. Let's find those details out, Paula. We'll have a watch party, and we'll play it as via the audio part on the show, and have everybody listen to it, because this would be perfect. Hopefully it's going to be released before the midterms, right?
Right. Hang on. I'm.
That's
gonna
the guy
be on
that,
H.
That's the guy that Virginia.
Going to be on. Jim Jordan?
Oh, my God. She hates him. She hates him. She hates his voice. She can't stand the man when he starts talking.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's set to be released on HBO. Hang on.
I'm ahead.
It's also saying it's supposed to be on Netflix.
Ooh. I love
okay.
it.
Okay, I'm not seeing a release date yet.
Somebody came across the border. Shit. There's another one across the border. Is he illegal? Oh, there's another one.
Okay. I'm still trying to find a release date.
You know, if I keep playing the Taco Bell theme, we're all going to get hungry for tacos.
Stop it! I went and got a Mexican pizza 2 days apart.
Oh man, I've already had in the last 2 days. I think I've had like 6 of those bastards. I love them.
I know. Okay,
those Mexican
pizza. I'm still not finding a release date. They may be adding to it here.
Well, we definitely need to keep that informed on that, because we really need to post that. That definitely needs to be aired on the show as well. So
right,
we'll make sure
right.
of that. I promise you, we will make sure that
right.
it's aired on the show.
So the synopsis of what this documentary is about the coach at Ohio State University that sexually abused students, wrestling students. And Jim Jordan knew about it. Jim Jordan knew about it.
Yes.
And yet he turned his head and ignored it. And the coach was named Richard Strauss. And there were students actually coming to him about it, coming to Jim Jordan about it. But apparently his loyalty was to Richard Strauss, the coach, instead of the young man he was abusing.
I wonder how deep his pocketbook or his pockets were.
Well, yeah. And, you know, he's dead now. Richard Strauss is dead now. He died.
He did.
But he went to prison before he died.
He went to prison for this situation, for what happened?
Yes.
And Jim uh-huh. Jordan is running around free because he was basically an accessory to the shit because he knew about it?
Yeah, he was an accessory. Yes.
The
students that Richard Krauss was sexually abusing and raping went to Jim Jordan and told him about it. And Jordan did nothing. He did not go to the president of the university. He did not go to an ethics board. He did nothing. He allowed it to continue.
That's just sickening, man. Sickening all the way around.
Right.
Oh, somebody's at the door.
Who
this is? Hold on. I'm coming. Hang on.
Let me
open this door. Hang on a second. Let's see who this is. Oh, my God. It is former Senator John Edwards. Hi, y'all. How you doing down there, Paula? I just want to say hi to you, you know, and everything, and just let you know that I really appreciate, you know, you down in Arkansas and keeping us all real up here. And, well, I'm not going to be on here long. Just want to say hi to you. And, you know, because my wife, you know, she had cancer and everything. And now I got to go find this. I got another friend of mine over here. She's got cancer, and it's making me real horny. Because cancer makes me horny. I got to go now. So you have a good day and let me get out of here because I got a whiff of some cancer and now I'm going to go get some. Have a good day there, Miss Paula. Bye-bye now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Fucking John Edwards was here. All right.
Is it John Edwards the politician or John Edwards the psychic medium?
John Edwards the politician. He was the one that his wife had cancer and he started having like an affair. What the fuck? We're busy today on these people at the door and everything. What the hell is going on there, man? It's just No, hopefully it's not somebody really scary. That's the thing. Because, like, you never know who's going to be at that damn door.
It's almost Halloween, so, you know.
It is. Well, you know what? And I'm thinking this guy at the door. Here he is. He's wearing a Ronald Reagan mask. find out. Let's see. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Ex-President? You're dead now, but say, how's it going, buddy?
Well, how are you guys out there? Nancy and I are looking for the other half of my head.
Nancy, oh, and you are looking for the other half of your head.
Well, yeah.
Well, good luck to you on that, former Mr. President. I really appreciate you talking about it. Even though I didn't like you, but, you know. Oh, another one.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Going. It's Bill Clinton here. I just wanted to say
oh,
hi to
shit.
Paula. Hey, Miss Paula.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Mr. Bill.
I've been thinking about you.
Have you?
I was listening to the podcast last week, and I noticed you had a guy, man, and this guy was like had a big dick and everything, and so I just wanted to see if mine measured up, and so I wanted to see what can we get together to see if I have a bigger cock than this guy.
Oh my God,
I got plenty of cigars. Cigars are all around.
Bill,
I bet
you're
my
crazy.
Bigger than a Don Diego.
Bill?
Yeah, Miss Paula.
Do you take Viagra?
Oh, sure. I take shitloads of Viagra. I can go all night long. I can make you sweat multiple times, Miss Paula. Paula, I can make you feel it. And the good news is I've got a whole box of cigars right here. A whole box of them. Oh, my God. I just want to show Paula that it's a good time. You know, Hillary doesn't do it anymore. You know, she's all dried up. It's like that well dried up a long time ago. Oh, poor Hillary.
Well, Bill, you do realize I'm not that much younger than her.
But I know that you can make it happen, baby. I know you're a freak. I know you're a freak, baby girl. Yes, I do. I can guarantee you can go all freaky deaky. I bet you're like that, ain't you, Paula? Are you a freaky freak?
I used
Are
to
you,
be.
Paula?
Not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Not anymore.
I bet she can do all kinds of stuff with her tongue. I can just sit there and think about it. Now, Paula, do you got a blue dress? Blue's my favorite. Do you like little spank and tickle? A little what? Little spank and tickle? Oh my God. Paula, do you like a little spank and tickle? Oh my gosh.
No. No. I don't.
Have you ever taken it and you know, smell your fingers afterwards? It gives you that
Oh
little,
my God. Oh my
gives
God.
You little butthole smell when you get your finger up there.
Oh
you know?
My God.
Paula's going to hit my G spot. Oh God, Bill. Now, Paula,
Jerry,
you know where the G spot is, Paula.
I do.
Oh man, you do.
Oh. I do.
Now do you use that little pinky? That pinky go a little good? Yeah. That pinky's like, oh, yeah. I just want to just meet you there, Paula. I think you would be just a great girl to meet. You know, I really am going to come to Arkansas and see you. You know, it's my home state
right
there. That's mine.
I know.
I've got probably millions of kids up there running around.
Bill, you're kind of grossing me out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. I'll actually talk a little cleaner for you. How about if we use some gel? That'll be a little bit cleaner for you.
Oh,
we
my God.
We can use some
God.
Hand sanitizer. Some hand sanitizer, you know. I mean, hell.
Even that
dumbass Donald Trump said that you can use hand sanitizer. What? Donald Trump can use hand sanitizer? What the fuck? Bill, tell Hillary we said thank you, and we appreciate her running in 2016, and thank you. I'm going to write that book. You know it's coming. We do know you have a book coming, and it's going to be really good for you, so y'all take care. Y'all have a good night now. Have a good night. You all take care.
All
right,
too,
Mr.
Bill.
Clinton. God dang, man. What a nasty man. He's got some issues. That's a problem with, I think he might be like really nasty or something. Anyway.
Yeah, well, he was a good president, but I don't go with all this crap anymore. I just don't.
Yeah, he's you know, that's these guys get really funky there. But anyway.
Okay.
Thank you,
do
Bill, for your nastiness. Oh, my God.
I am so uncomfortable. It's so grossed out right now. My skin is crawling.
Girl, I would not only imagine if your skin's crawling. I feel bad there. That's nasty. But anyway, let's get to it. The emails for Miss Paula Alexander. By the way, there is a email here that was written by a person that, well, you know what? And this is actually not a bad email. It's pretty nice. This is from David, and David wrote a thing here saying that he really appreciates the show. He likes listening to the show, and that he wanted to get into, he had a question for you, Paula, and the question was that, do you believe truly that what DeSantis did down in Texas and Florida, that this was truly wrong because he believes that they were illegal immigrants? What do you feel?
This guy thinks that they're illegal immigrants?
Yes, he says they're illegal immigrants. How do you feel about that, Paula?
I feel you're wrong. I mean, we've already been over this. Is this an email from tonight?
This was an email from it was when we did the show maybe like 3 or 4 nights ago.
Okay, they're not illegal. Once again, an illegal immigrant is one that sneaks over the border, sneaks into the country, comes across the Rio Grande River, sneaks into people's backyards, hiding between bushes, and runs until they disappear into the country. That's an illegal immigrant. A legal immigrant is one that comes to the border, walks to the border guards, the border patrol, says, I'm here for amnesty. I'm here for legal status. Amnesty, signs paperwork to the effect, gets a court date, and goes to court to decide whether, now that they have signed these documents saying they are seeking amnesty, can they stay? So, yes, I do believe that they signed those documents saying they were seeking legal amnesty. So, yes, they are legal.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. 100%.
They didn't sneak in the back door. They didn't cross the Rio Grande, sneaking across yards and behind trees and bushes and whatever they can hide behind. No, they didn't do that. That's illegal. They actually went to the Border Patrol and turned themselves in and said, I would like to enter your country legally. Find the paperwork, get the court date, and then from there, it will be told whether they can stay or not and seek citizenship.
So we have another one here. This is by a guy by the name of Bo, B-O, Bo. He writes, he says, so what do you guys feel about what happened the other night when it was considered a blackout for our media that the Democrats, who they actually intentionally killed a teen with a vehicle after Biden had declared that the Republican extremists. As soon as Biden said that Republicans were extremists, the Democrats ended up killing a teen in his vehicle. And he says that so he said that if you go and listen to an Owen Schroer, he can break it down for you on what really happened with the Democrats killing this teenager to make their point made that Republicans are extremists, is what he says here. What do you think? First off, I don't even know what the hell it was.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Apparently, there's a Republican. There's a teenager. He's a Republican teenager, and they said, according to what he's saying, is that the Democrats killed this teenager shortly after Joe Biden declared Trump supporters extremist threats in America.
Okay, so he was hit by a vehicle.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was looking it up.
Oh, okay, good. I was trying to find it myself.
Okay, I found it.
My God.
Okay, the man who caused the accident is named Shannon Brandt. Okay, I'm seeing this. And it says that court documents showed that Shannon Brandt, 41, allegedly told state authorities that he hit and killed a pedestrian due to his being part of a Republican extremist group, according to KVRR in Fargo. That would be Fargo, North Dakota. The North Dakota Highway Patrol said that at about 2:55 a.m. Sunday, Brandt killed 18-year-old Kayla Ailington in an alley in what was described by authorities as a hit-and-run incident in Brandt's hometown of McHenry, Foster County. Authorities said a street dance was occurring in McHenry that evening. Brandt was driving his 2003 Ford Explorer and allegedly struck Ellingson, who was on foot. Ellingson was transported to a hospital where he died from his injuries. Brandt, who was unharmed, was charged with DUI-related criminal vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a crash that caused death. The North Dakota Highway Patrol and North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigations continue to review the incident and are considering additional charges. Foster County Sheriff Justin Johnson told Newsweek that he had no comment and referred the matter to the Highway Patrol. And Johnson is out on $50,000 cash fund. Bo? Dear Bo, let me ask you this question. How do you feel that Donald Trump or your blob at Mar-a-Lardo in Florida caused the death of 5 Americans on January 6, 2021, including one of his supporters? How do you feel about that man inciting his supporters to kill police officers, kill members of Congress, hang the Vice President of the United States, and that even after that, died that day? 2 Trump supporters and a police officer. Now, a Capitol Police. Now, they're saying the Brancicknick, the officer that died that day, they're saying it wasn't from direct cause from beating from Trump supporters, insurrectionists. But they're also saying that he inhaled bear spray, which is a dangerous chemical to ward off bears in the woods. And that he may have had pre-existing conditions that forwarded his death because of that bear spray. And then after that day, there were four or five police officers that were so traumatized by what they went through that day that they committed suicide. How do you feel about that, Bo? How do you feel about that asshole that so traumatized people by his actions, by inciting his rioters, that they killed themselves? How do you feel about that, Bo? Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Paul, I think you said it good. I think you
fuck off, bitch!
Oh. There you go. All right, we got Jessica, who writes, so I was watching the television the other day, and I seen Biden gave an award to Elton John. His award actually shows him, proves, and he came out and he said this, that we are giving $6 billion to Elton John for his HIV and AIDS foundation, which, by the way, means that that Joe Biden and the Democrats are giving $6 billion worth of money and a waste on HIV treatment, and it doesn't work anyway. It also helps tuberculosis and malaria as well, but it was supposed to be for those foundations when it actually went to the AIDS Foundation, which was a waste of money. So my question to you is, why would they put Elton John as a front person and use him for this purposes of a political ploy to waste $6 billion worth of money?
I personally know two gay men married to each other that are on those drugs, that are alive drugs. Fuck you.
Well, yeah. And it's been proven that the medications, you know what this boils down to and it stems back to is Dr. Fauci. And a lot of people, ever since Dr. Fauci has come out and helped with COVID, that the Trumplicans hate, with a capital H, Dr. Fauci. And
yeah,
it's all because Dr. Fauci didn't put up with Trump shit is why they don't like Dr. Fauci. And
right.
So...
Right.
Let's make that perfectly clear why that's going on. And now they're attacking anything that Dr. Fauci was tied to, and that was one of them. Yeah.
Right. Dr. Fauci helped create the drugs that keep people alive with drugs that don't. HIV is the preliminary to AIDS. AIDS, if you have AIDS, you will die. Dr. Fauci helped create the drugs for with HIV to prevent them from getting AIDS and dying. You know what the basis of this is? This
mm-hmm.
is homophobia. This is homophobia.
Oh, yeah.
This is the hate and the disdain that Trump supporters have toward gays. And it's pathetic. Because last time I checked the Bible, God made all people in his image.
Oh, absolutely.
Gay, straight, black, white, yellow, green. Yeah. So Dr. Fauci invented helped create a drug that prevented people with HIV, the beginning of AIDS, before it turns into AIDS, from dying. So your homophobia is blatantly clear.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just, you know, again, these people do this, obviously, Paula. We know that they're homophobic, so they go against everything that is, you know, if anybody's gay, you're evil. You know, you're not of the Bible anymore, you know. So
right. It
gets sickening to hear these people, man. And I got to tell you, I don't know what the hell happened to our country, but it's definitely falling apart. Somebody else wrote, oh, go ahead,
yeah,
before I go to the next email.
I was going to say, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. So the thing is that gay people have existed for millennium, thousands of years. I mean, all you got to do is Google, were the Greeks gay? Did the Greeks have gay sex? Did the Romans have gay sex?
Yeah.
You're hypocritical. All these people from thousands of years went to hell because they were gay, because they had gay sex. Give me a fucking break. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and okay, so the next email is from Michael Stanswick is his name. Michael Stanswick. And he says, hey, I just want to let you know, I wanted to tell you guys are doing a great job on your show. I listen to you guys every single Sunday, and I have been listening since day one that you started years ago, before Joe Biden was elected president. Okay, that was weird.
Okay, yeah, it was.
Can you hear me and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, let me continue on. So he says that, let me see here, now I lost my place. Okay, and he says that that he enjoys the show, and he's been listening since Joe Biden got elected president, and he wants to know if, you know, let's see here, what do you say? You know that I was really expecting a little bit more from you guys. I would really hope that you guys would get a little bit stronger against the Republicans. Now, I know that you guys do speak your minds, and I really appreciate what you guys do, but we really need to be stronger on fighting against the Republicans and being more stern with them. So when they call into your show or when they write to you, please, please be strong and be more stern with them, because they are trying their best to infiltrate the Democratic Party and people who respect Joe Biden. And what makes me sick is that Donald Trump people don't understand what it's like to be a real, true human being anymore.
No.
Now, with that said, I wanted to once again thank you for the wonderful show that you have done and have been doing. And it keeps people like me knowing the truth. Even though I research it myself, I still get to hear it here on the show. Some things I've never heard before, and I get to research it and find out later how much true it is. And I even like your guys' psychic abilities when you guys talk about where you read certain things. He says, Jerry, for example, when you said that Joe Biden would be president and you were not worried and this, and he said, so that's when I knew that I could really, truly, trust in that. Paula said that she knew that something weird would happen after the election, and it did. And then he says, now I really want to tell you guys this as well in respect. So can you please do me a favor, and would you find out some information for me? Now, there was a issue that happened with Donald Trump, and he not only stole these documents that the FBI had found, but they also are claiming that he apparently had been talking to somebody on the inside of Russia that was giving this information to. Now, somebody says that there's somebody that brought this out apparently about Donald Trump, saying that, you know, he was almost like an informant or something of that magnitude for Russia. But if you could please find this out and dig deep and find that information, I'd really appreciate it. I only heard it one time, he says, but I would like to see if you guys could help me find that. Thank you. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and thank you for being such great hosts.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Okay. Well, excuse me. First of all, when Trump was in office, this is a known fact. He had a meeting with Vladimir Putin in a room with only a translator. There were no recording devices. There was no recording of that conversation. Okay, so that's one thing. Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, just invaded Ukraine. Is our enemy. He is our enemy. So you have to ask yourself, why did Donald Trump have a private meeting alone with our enemy with only a translator and no recording device? That's first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing, isn't it?
It's not just weird. It's, you know, presidents of the United States don't do that. They just don't do that. It was also, you know, said that he loved Putin, that, you know, they thought a lot alike, that, you know, Trump wanted to be like Putin. I'll tell you the name that flashed through my mind while you were reading his letter. And, you know, don't quote me on this. This was my intuitive thought. And Jared Kushner flashed through my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Ivanka, the Trump daughter, her husband. That name flashed through my mind. Why, after visiting the Saudis did an Arab American journalist with a major news source. I think it was the New York Times. Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi, went to interview the leader of Saudi Arabia, and instead was cut up into bits and disposed of. And Jared Kushner made something like $200 million. All of a sudden, his bank account was full of millions of dollars. Why did that happen? The Saudis killed one of our journalists, an American, yes, from Middle Eastern descent, but he was an American journalist. I don't know if people know this, but Khashoggi went to the building, whatever the building was, where he was supposed to do the interview. And his wife had to wait outside. And she waited, and she waited. And she waited, and she waited, and she waited, and she waited for hours. I can't remember how many hours she waited for him to come out. And he never came out. Because apparently he was killed inside, disposed of. I don't know if people know that. What are we even doing business with the Saudis after killing one of our journalists? And why did Jared Kushner make millions of dollars afterwards?
Yeah. That's a good question. That's a good point, actually, Paul. You know, what's funny is that, okay, so I'm going to read a couple things here, and I'm going to get your opinion on it, Ms. Paula.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to do a couple. We're going to do something new here. We're going to do with some tweets here, and I'm going to read a couple things and then get Paula's opinion on it, because I'd like to hear what she has to say about this, actually. And so here's the first one. This is from McCarthy, okay? And he posted out on the House Republicans site that the first thing we will do when we earn back the House this November is to repeal the 87,000 IRS agents that Joe Biden and the House Democrats hired. Your thoughts, Ms. Paula?
Well, first of all, after January 6th, McCarthy went onto the House floor and condemned Trump and the insurrectionists for attacking the Capitol that he was in and that he was scared shitless of. Okay, well, that's second. First of all, Kevin McCarthy wants to be the Speaker of the House. He wants to take Nancy Pelosi's job, okay? He wants to be the Speaker of the House and make the rules for the House. Then second of all, he condemned Donald Trump and the insurrectionists the day after January 6th. On January 7th, he condemned the insurrection and the people who attacked the Capitol building. 4 days later, 4 days, 4 days later, he flew to Florida, went to Mar-a-Lago, to Trump, and as they say, quote, kissed the ring, unquote, and bow down to Trump. Thinking is that, you know, Trump said, you know, don't worry, I forgive you. We'll make sure that you make it as Speaker of the House. And so ever since, McCarthy has been a lying son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
He's bowing down to Trump like you would a king. Kissing the ring of the former FDR leader and trying to become Speaker of the House. He thinks this will all make him Speaker of the House. Third of all.
And
he wants to He wants to do away with the IRS people. Are you fucking kidding me?
He's an idiot. The IRS. So what he wants to do is cut jobs, which is fun. That's the first thing he wants to do is do a job deduction, which is pretty fucked up. But and by the way, Fox News is reports that you'll like this one there, Miss Paula. Here you go. So it says here that Kamala Harris suggests that you don't have to change your faith to agree with Democrats on abortion. What's your thoughts?
Well, I agree. I mean, for God's sakes, Joe Biden is a Catholic. Nancy Pelosi is a Catholic. Their religion says that they don't go along with abortion. But yet they go along with abortion. Who says a Protestant Christian can remain a Protestant Christian and still agree with the rights of women? What is wrong with people?
This is from Senator Ted Cruz. You gotta love this guy. It says Americans have lost more than $4,000 due to inflation. He said, yet Joe Biden continues to recklessly spend, costing more Americans in the process. And also, once we win in November, you will see food prices go down instead of up under the Democrats, because it's the Democrats who raised your food prices, inflation.
How stupid do you have to be to believe this bullshit? So Democrats raise the ignorance. This is bullshit, ignorant lies.
I mean, they do understand that we were in a pandemic and the country shut down. And when you shut down a country where there's no food being processed, nothing being made, and then we come back and we reopen, it's gonna go slow on everything. And then that's why prices are going up, because of that.
Well, first of all, the pandemic made inflation. It's worldwide. It's from supply and demand. I mean, if people are buying fewer groceries, it's because the grocery chains didn't make as much money during the pandemic, and they are, it's just like the oil companies. The grocery chains and the oil companies are both raising their prices for the losses they took while the pandemic was going on. Last time I checked, Joe Biden is not the CEO or the president of Walmart or Kroger's or Ralph or any of the grocery chains. He cannot tell a grocery company what to charge for their groceries, for their food, for the products that they sell. He doesn't sell it. He doesn't have skin in this game. He doesn't make any money off of it. Why in the hell would he be able to tell a grocery chain or an oil company what to charge for their product? It's incredible, life.
Yeah. Oh, big time. You know, it's funny. Somebody, so I was reading this article here. It said that it says, isn't it amazing how much that the immigration issue is in our country, that the Democrats are just allowing anybody just to pop over on our land? And it says, here's one for you. California governor now the California governor, Newsom, is signing a bill allowing illegal immigrants, and that was marked illegal underlined, by the way, illegal immigrants to obtain a state ID.
First of all, immigrants are being turned away at the border. If the border agents don't find them viable and legal, they are actually making them turn around and go back. Remember, not this summer, but last summer, when all the Haitian immigrants were coming from South America, they were flying in from Haiti to South America and then coming up through South America and to the Mexico, to the border. We put them on flights and sent them back to Haiti.
Oh yeah,
and that was under Joe Biden.
Yeah,
I do remember that. I mean, you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember that.
People that are not viable, that are not decided at the border, that it's not, they shouldn't be accepted at the border as an amnesty immigrant, are being turned around and sent back. And you know that some of those Haitian people, I remember this, there were some of those Haitian people that hadn't lived in Haiti in years, and yet they were put on a plane and put back and sent back home, sent back to Haiti. Because they were taking advantage, what they thought they were taking advantage of a Democratic president being in office.
And it's sickening when you think about it, just looking at all that, it's kind of sickening in a sense.
Oh, it's real
sickening.
The whole
thing about, you know, all these people and that, I just...
let's go back to the inhumane thing. You know, anybody in the United States that does not have one drop of Native American blood in them came from an immigrant family.
Uh-huh.
They came from immigrants. People from Europe, especially England, have been coming to this country since the 1600s.
Well, yeah.
I mean, even people have ancient English bloodlines in them.
Yeah.
They were all immigrants.
You know,
and let's,
And the north, if you, like, so if you're up by the north, like Boston, that whole area up there, if you ever notice how they have a different accent, you know, we always say that they have that northern accent, like the ka and the ka. It is derived from English, how they speak over there.
Exactly. On the East Coast, where the English came first to settle in Massachusetts, those were English people. Those were English immigrants that came to settle Jamestown. And what other, as I can think of Jamestown, I can't think of another English town.
Jamestown, and then there was another one.
The first book I ever read when I was 6 years old was a little golden book, and it was called Pocahontas. It was called Pocahontas, and it was about how an English princess married an Englishman, and her father at first wanted to kill him, cut off his head or kill him.
Oh, yeah.
And she stood in front of him and protected him because he'd been so kind to her. I mean, look up the story. It's about Pocahontas.
Yeah, isn't it funny how you think about, like, going back to what I just said about the car. So the north has, like, the get up really high up in the north, and it's ka, ka. Get down in the middle, ka. It's car. That's where I live, in the middle. Car is how we say it. Then you get to the south, and it's pickup truck. Pickup truck. In my pickup truck now.
actually, I live in the south, and they drag the R out like another syllable.
Officer.
Car. I'm gonna go out to my car.
It's like being like fucking pirate or something.
Arr. Yeah.
Arr.
Yeah.
Arr.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's. Yeah, I'm gonna go out to my car. I'm gonna go out to my car.
I'm gonna get my Trump flag. Here I come. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. So you know, we're all immigrants, and you people are assholes and inhumane for not accepting people that you wouldn't live in the greatest country in the world. So fuck you.
Exactly. You know, it's so, you know, like, here's something that's funny. Like, so when I was doing sales one time, and I had to do I worked in a call center, and it was funny because they taught us, we actually had a part of the training was how to speak with certain people on the phone from different regions. And so here's what they taught us. This is exactly what they taught us. They said, when you're talking to people on the phone and you talk to people up in New York, they're going to be fast the way they speak. They're very fast and to the point. So they're really quick about how they speak. You know, they sound rude, but they're really –